Hallelujah.
We shall delight the comfort of our humble Shiach, Yeshua. We shall wait patiently with great delight upon you. Cause the love of Israel to be revived. Those that hear that they may be inspired. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We barak you, Yah, in Yeshua's name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this night shall Yah strengthen you. Shalom. Yabarak, you may be seated. May the fullness of his riches rest upon Israel. May the comforting of his Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, the light of the understanding and the witness of HaMashiach rest upon you all, Israel. I want to move kind of expeditiously. There's something that I do want to touch on tonight. And I find this in this generation. There's a faintness in the love of Israel. And the reason that they faint, that they have no strength. We are a people that have no confidence in Almighty Yahweh. And so when the battles began to become enraged against us, we began to faint. We began to become weary in our minds. And we began to turn away from the Torah direction of Almighty Yah. And once we began to do that, we succumb to the powers of hell. And there is not anything that we will not do to try to preserve our flesh. Now that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to preserve our flesh. We are set for defense of the message of HaMashiach and the power of deliverance that Yah has granted unto Israel in this profound truth. Yeshua is that profound truth of Yahweh. You can never know the power of Yah, nor understand the intricate workings of Yahweh without the knowledge of Yeshua. Without the knowledge of Yeshua, you know not Yahweh. And so this is a generation that we faint at instructions or anything that will catapult us into this realm whereby we can hear what Yah says. We can receive the mandates of Yah. And then you can see the strength of our growth and the maturity that is exercised in us. Yeah. The reason we don't have that, because we become weary, we faint, and we are of little strength. Scripture says, in Devarim, Deuteronomy, Moshe speaks and to Israel concerning the great battle, as those that you reject when you go forth to battle, there are those that cannot battle in the intense battles. They are weakly, they are effeminate, they have not the strength of Yah. And those that are ready of ready mind, you lay hold unto them, because they have the ability to persevere. So the word of Yah came unto Israel in Deuteronomy 20 verse 1. He says, now when you go out to battle against your enemies, O Yahib. Now we know who the enemies of Yah are. We know who our enemies are. Those that do not the will of Yah, they are our enemies. It makes no difference who it is, if it's your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father. So when you go out to battle, when we go forth in this spiritual battle against your enemy, you begin to see their horses or their strength, their chariots, and a people more than you. It is always that. You will always sense that there are more of them than you, and they will gather against you, and they will strengthen one another as they ride their chariots of lies, and they come with the hordes of lies and corruption. This has a natural metaphor, and there are many spiritual metaphors as to what Moshe spoke by the directive of Omariah to Israel. We know who the enemies of Yahweh are. Those that resist truth, that detest Yah, they are the enemies of Yahweh. Those that love not the Torah of Yah and take no delight in the Torah of Yah, they are the enemies. And so when you see them with their great gnashing together to come against you, Yah says, be not afraid. Do not be intimidated. Do not be intimidated by them. It is almost that when we see the wicked, that our hearts began to flutter. They began to beat fast. You see some of these wicked children of hell that you once knew, and all of a sudden you see them at a store or something. It's amazing that your heart begins to beat. Yah says, be not afraid. Have no yare. Do not regard them to that degree, because they have nothing to offer at all. Be not afraid of them. For Yahweh your Abba is with you. That's enough to satisfy Israel. For Yah is with you. If Yah be for you, then who can be against you? The whole world can be against you. So Yah commands us, do not be afraid, because I am with you. I am the one that brought you out of the land of Mizraim. And as Brother Patrick brought out to us, this Mizraim, it represents this corrupt mindset that permeates in the world. Is not that what Pharaoh tried to do to Israel? He says, I will not let you go, but it was the commander of Yah that instructed him. And so Yah will present our enemies before us, but do not be afraid. Because Yahweh is with you, and they can come in the strength of their numbers, but don't you be afraid. I don't care if it's your mother, your aunts, your cousin, don't you be afraid. Because Yahweh is with you. And their word seems to be strong, and they tend to wear you out, and tend to bear heavily upon you. But Yah says, don't be afraid. Do you not understand that I brought you out of Mizraim? Do you not understand that this corrupt mindset, this corrupt identity that was pervasive upon you, that I am the one that broke the shackles of that from off of you? Yeah. Yah says to Israel, I am with you. So the battles are raging against us. And the enemies of Yah, the enemies of Yah, brothers and sisters, I don't care what their natural association is with us, if they do not the will of Yah, then they are enemies. And they will speak sweet and nice, and they will speak comforting words, but do not be afraid. Do not allow the spirit of the enemy to overtake the spirit of Yahshua. Yah says, and it shall be when you come near to the battle, then the Kohen shall approach and speak to the people. So I speak unto us the word of Yah tonight. Prepare for the battle against the enemies of Yah, and they shall come from the same bosom naturally that you came from. And they shall rise up in their chariots of fire, and their word shall, they shall burn as a fire. But Yah says, I'm with you, Israel. And the Kohen shall say, the priest shall say to them, he says, Shemak, I want you to listen and to obey. And that's what we must do. We must Shemak, we must hear what Yah says. We must listen to what he says, and we must obey it. It is nothing to hear it and not obey it. He says, listen and obey, O Israel. You approach this day to battle against your enemies. And Yah says, let not your hearts, your levim, rakha. Let them not faint. Don't allow your hearts to faint, to tremble, to be afraid. We allow our hearts to become soft, weak. There is no power. We have no strength at all. So do not allow your hearts to become faint. Do not fear not. Do not tremble. Do not flee. Do not be in a haste. Do not worry about what shall transpire. Neither be you terrified because of them. We will see the enemies of Yah Yisrael, and we will almost become terrified. We will see our natural kinsmen and those that we know and are familiar with, and we will almost become terrified. And that is a fact. Hallelujah. Yah says, don't allow your levim to faint, to become weak, to become disposed of the power of Yah, that you have no strength to battle against the enemies of Yah. We have power to resist and to overcome, and we cannot allow our lev to faint. And that is what is happening among Israel. We're fainting. We allow sin to have its works and its power in the midst because we become weak. When you find one that is faint of lev, you find one that has no strength. And that is one that trusts not Yah. That's why Yahweh says, I am with you. You trust me. You rely solely upon me. You commit unto me because I am committed unto you. And the man of authority, the Kohen, says, hear Israel. I want you to shemaka. I want you to listen intensely and obey what Yah commands us. We don't hear what Yah says. And we certainly do not obey him. We hear it, but we are not obeying. It does not penetrate the veneer of our natural perception of Yahweh. So we must hear what Yah says. And in that hearing, when one truly hears, one obeys what Yahweh commands. He says in verse 4, for Yah, your Abba, is he that goes with you. And he is the one that fight for you against your enemies to save you. It is Yahweh that fights for us. The battle is not ours. It belongs to Yah. Yah says, I am the one that fights your battle. And there's a reason that I fight your battle. Because I am the only one that can save you. And I shall deliver you from the crushing blows of the enemies and those that rise up with their chariots of might and power in their many numbers. I will give you strength. When he commands us, do not faint. Do not allow your heart to rock. Do not faint. Do not be soft. And do not become weak with dispentance before the wicked. You don't allow yourself to do that. You don't faint, brothers and sisters. When a man faints before the wicked, he is a very weak man. When a woman of Zion, daughter to Zion, faints, she has no strength of Yah. And this is what Solomon says in Mishlei Proverbs. Chapter 24, verse 10. And Solomon says in Mishlei 24, 10, if you rafat, if you faint, when one faints, brothers and sisters, they abandon Yah. They began to withdraw themselves in the days of adversity. When you are in distress, in a strait or trouble. If you faint in that time, your strength is weak. Your strength is small. What are you saying, preacher? If the enemies of Yah, the Oyeb, those that transgress willingly against Yah, those that defy the Torah of Yah, and when we are in the midst of their presence, and there is no strength of the image of Yah, his truth, and we condemn sin, we withdraw from the Torah of Yah, then our strength is very small. We must stand for Yah. We must stand for Yahweh. When one faints before the enemy, when there's adversity, then their strength is small. They have little strength. They have no strength at all. And we as Israel cannot. If we are fainting, it's because you're withdrawing yourself from Yah. He says, don't faint because I'm with you. I fight the battle. I am the one that secures you. It is Yahweh that does that. And when we faint, it's because we don't trust that. We don't believe what Yahweh says. We don't believe that He fights for us. And so we began to try to fight our own battles, and we are never victorious. We can never become victorious outside of the mandates or the directives that Yah has given unto us. And that's why our strength is small. We faint. We withdraw ourselves from Him. We look for another direction, and we can see the weakness upon one another. That's not the command and the purpose of Yah. For Israel, for our enemies shall rise up against us. And it shall seem as though that they are stronger than us. But Yah says, I fight the battle. Hallelujah. The battle belongs unto Yahweh. I'm going to just stand and see the power of His saving me as He fight the battle. Stand and see the salvation, the Yeshua of Yah. Yah says, I will fight the battle and save you. He said, I will save you. I will save you from the indignations, from the wrath, from the lies and the destructive words. I will save you. You just don't faint. Don't give up. Don't become weary. Don't withdraw yourself from me. Don't allow the wicked to destroy your confidence in me. Don't do that, brothers and sisters. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they feel. I'm not here to make friends with the world. Any man that is the friend of the world, an enemy of Yah. I'm not here to make friends with the world. I'm not here to be appeasing to the world. I don't want the world's friendship, because I know what's in the world. I know what's in the world. And if any man loves the world, then the love of the Abba is not in him. An enemy of Yah. You care for the things of this life in this world. You're not a friend of Yahshua. You can speak it verbally. But it's in the action, my friends. It's in the obedience and the submissiveness unto the word of Yahweh. So Yah says to you, Yisrael, don't faint. Even though that the battle seems intense, do not faint. Do not rough out. Do not faint. Do not become weary that you have no confidence in Yah. That you do not trust Almighty Yahweh. That His imat, His truth, that this power and this birth of Yahshua in you, that has begotten you unto the Abba, that it has no securing power in you at all. You don't faint. The world is fainting. It is sickly. It is weak. We fall before the wicked. We faint before the wicked. We have very little strength at all. I said to Sister Roberts, you know, there are those that see me and they hide from me out there. You understand? They don't come to greet me. They hide from me. You understand? When they see this man, they will find a way to avoid him. When they spot me, they will go some other way. They're the enemies of Yah. They're not the friends of Israel. They're enemies of Almighty Yahweh. Now there's a reason, brothers and sisters, that Yah doesn't want us to faint before the enemy. Hallelujah. He says in Hosea, chapter 8. I want to read a few verses here. Verse 1. Yah says, set the shofar to your mouth. The oyeb, the enemies shall come as an eagle against the bayats of Yah. Do you hear that? Now, I want you to retain that. There's a reason for that. He shall come like an eagle against the bite of Yah, because they have Abba, they have transgressed. They have gone beyond. When we transgress, we have gone beyond the restraints of Yah. When a man Abba, he goes beyond the restraint. Well, what are our restraints? It is the living Torah that resides in us. And there's a witness that this Torah is truth, because it testifies of the power of Yahshua. When that Ruach of Yah does not testify or speak of the witness of Yahshua, it is not from Yah. It has been created by some religious order and some religious piety, but it's not of Yah. So we know how the enemy, the Oyeim, shall appear because they have transgressed, they have abad, they have transgressed my brit, and they have trespassed against my Torah. They have despised it. They've gone beyond the limits, the limitation, the instructions, the order of my Torah. Yah says, Yisrael shall cry to me, my Abba, we Yada, we know you, we understand you, Yah. He said, Yisrael has cast off the thing that is stove. The enemy shall pursue Yisrael. Now there's a reason that your enemy has risen in the power that it has. Because we have cast off the Torah of Yah. We have despised his limitations. So he has caused the enemy to arise. We say we know Yahweh. Well, they that know Yahweh, they shall be strong. They shall do exploits. Now, if we Yada Yah, then we shall be strong. So when the enemy rises up against us, we shall not faint. And yet when the enemy rises up against us, we faint. We become weak. Our knees become weak. Come on, brothers and sisters, something is wrong with us. I don't care who it is, we see the wicked, our knees become weak, our verbiage is not, it is an expression of Yah. Tell them to go to hell, that's where they're going. That's where all the enemies of Yah are going. They're going to hell. Man rejects when he transgressed the Torah of Yah. And that's why we are fearful. That's why we fall. That's why we are fainting. Because we have disregarded the Torah of Yah. We have rejected the instructions of Yah. You allow the wicked to impart their devious, wicked lies and their standards into your mind. You obey them, you hear them, but you will not hear the Torah of Yah. You receive their lies and their spirit, but yet you will not receive the Torah truth of Almighty Yahweh. Those children of hell that came here today, they were enemies. And I would not intrigue them. When they had a question, it was foolish. They did not come with a reason. Fool could read the sign out there and understand what this is about. They were full of that damnable folly, wickedness. That's what the enemies of Yah are. They are against him. They don't know him. And because we have been a partaker of this wickedness of the world, we say, Yah, you can't do that to us because we know you. And so we don't believe it's Yahweh that's doing this to correct us because we say we know him. We don't believe that these afflictions and trials we're having, they're at the hand of Yah. And it is his will, because we think we know him, not realizing we have transgressed his will, his purpose. We have defied Yahshua. He is not even on our thoughts, in our minds. He is not even pleasurable for us to think upon. Our minds are inundated with folly, wickedness, stupidity. When it comes to Yahshua, we don't even consider him. That's why we get weary. That's why we're weary. We get weary with each other. We faint. It's not Yah. And so we know you, Yah. You will not allow your enemies to do that. That's why he's allowing the enemies to do what they're doing. Because we do not know him. They that know Yah shall be strong. We that know Yah, we will be strong. We shall do exploits. We shall tear down the strongholds of the wicked. We will call Shatan. We will defy the wicked. We will speak the word of Yah. We will speak the Shoftim, the judgments of Yah. We don't do that. We don't speak the truth. We speak lies and folly, frivolity. We do. That's how we speak. I don't enjoy the company of the wicked. I don't. You know, I said, listen. And I don't care if the natural man that calls himself my natural father. I took no great
delight in even meeting the man. That's just the truth. I know my Abba. That did not enhance me. It did not create a sense of identity. I know who I am. Hallelujah. I knew that before I knew him. Hallelujah. I know who I am. And I'm not shallow when it comes to that. And I'm not timid when it comes to that. I'm not. Period. Now you may have a problem with it, but I don't. You understand? They that know Yah shall be strong. And this is a weak generation. Hallelujah. I can look at us and it saddens me. Hallelujah. Undoubtedly, I have not, as a man of Yah, fed us with the proper things. Was that we will not just eat what's on the table. You know that swimmer that's swimming there in the Olympics, he eats 12,000 calories a day. Junk food. Just trash. Sculpturally, physically, symmetrically, his body looks as though it's been carved. He's about Deacon Horn size. He swims the world records, but he eats trash. His whole diet is trash. 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 It looks well on the outside, but on the inside, it is nothing but death working there. So we may look well on the outside, but what's the inward workings in us? Is the Ruach of Yah? Do we delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts? Do our levim, our minds rejoice, our nefesh, our entire being rejoice in the Torah of Yah? Does it delight us? Or does it seem as though that it is some arduous task for thing? You have no power to delight in the Torah without the true witness of Yeshua. Because we don't have the witness of Yeshua. And if you had that witness, you would always consider him. Because he is the Yashak of Yah. Yah says, I will fight the battle that I may save you. Yeshua has already finished the works. Hallelujah. The works we do are greater because there is an imuna, a faith that trusts what Yah says. Like no other people don't have to have no signs, no mighty miracles. But we believe him. We trust him. We trust him with all. And then not only do we trust him, but we wait patiently. There's a patient waiting. And that patient waiting is one of enduring trials and afflictions and sufferings, tribulations. That's what it is. Hallelujah. It says in Shirach, listen to this. In Shirach, in chapter 2, verse 11. And if there is a profound expression as to why we faint, and we are faint, Rafa. While we abandon Yah, while we withdraw from Yah, is expressed in Shirach 2, verse 11 through 16. For Yahweh is compassionate and merciful. Would you all concur with that? Is that truth? Yes. He is compassion. And his mercy endures forever. He forgives sins. Does he do that? Yes. He saves in times of affliction. We can all concur that that is sound. Yes. And is full of truth. Yes. Woe to the timid hearts and the slack hands. We're timid. We're slack. You see, when Yah commands us brothers and sisters to praise him with the kassandra of an offering, everything that hath breath to lift their hands and to praise him. You that are slack of hand and timid, you stand like an effeminate man or a woman with no discipline at all. It is not of Yah. You that are timid and slack of hand. And to the sinners who walked along two ways. That's what a sinner is. One that walks along in the flesh. And one that tries to walk along in the rock. One that walks along in hypocrisy. One that walks along in duplicity and falsehood. And tried to present a correct matter. He says, woe now. Woe. To the Rafa, the faint hearted. For you are faint because you have no trust in Yahweh. He says to Israel, he says to us, I will fight your battle to save you. Now, I read that for a purpose. Jerach says, woe to the faint in heart. For those that have a faint heart, it's because they have no trust in Yahweh. Because they have no trust in the disciplines of Yah. Therefore, it will not be sheltered. Woe to you that have lost your endurance, the ability to persevere, the ability to trust Yah. What will you do when Yahweh punish you? What are you going to do? You don't trust Him? That's why we're faint. That's why our hearts faint. Because we don't trust. When one has confidence in a thing, they will not get weary. They will not give up. They endure. They wait. They persevere. They strive to gain hold of that. And so the faith of Lev, it comes because we don't trust Yahweh. Is not that what Israel says? We know Yahweh. Yahweh says, all right, you know me. You will not complain because you suffer for your sins. Now, what will you do when I punish you? Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters. Yah is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap it. If we sow to the flesh of the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. We sow to the Ruach, then we're going to reap life. We're going to reap the spiritual thing. We're going to reap life everlasting. So what are we going to do when we have withdrawn, when we transgress against the commands of Yah? He commands us what to do. Every word that Yahshua spoke was pure according to Torah. He gave us instructions in everything. And when we defy that, when we withdraw from that and say, this is not applicable or applicable for my life, then we're saying to Yah, you don't know what you're saying. And it cannot be, brothers and sisters. That's what the enemy is doing, to cause us to willingly transgress. When a man comes to the knowledge of this truth, and he willingly transgresses, there is no offering, there is no sacrifice for him. Nothing. So we say we know him, don't we? Yet we defy his commands. We defy his Torah. Then he says, if you do that willingly, then there's a punishment. There's an affliction. And yet all I've read, he said that he would save us in Chiraka in times of affliction. Are there some, few, or many? Are the afflictions of the Sudik? And Yah delivers them out of, that's right, Deacon Benny, out of them all. Out of them all. Why are we afflicted? Why are there trials? Why are there battles that seem so intense? Why do he allow the enemy? Because the enemy is the sword of Yah. It is Yah's sword. And they cut and they battle against us. But yet we have the victory because Yah says, I want to save you. He said, I want to save you. I want to deliver you in times of affliction. But you can't get faint of heart because when you faint, it lets me know you don't trust me. You're looking for some other alternative. And so we're trying to find something else to secure us. We're secured in the word of Yah, Yisrael. We're secured in Yahshua. Yahshua is the living Torah. He's the living truth of Yah. There's no power of life of the word of Yah without this great witness of Yahshua. And if the power of that same Ruach that quickened him or made him alive is not in us, then there's no witness of that power in us at all. I don't care how you can dance all day long and go ti-ti-ta-ta. That means a nigger's got the rats down. It means nothing. There's no power. Not whatsoever. It is the power of his Emet, his truth, his word. It is the witness of Yahshua. Hallelujah. And he speaks to us. There are many afflictions. But the Sadiq of the righteous. It is Yah that justifies us. It is Yahweh. You have not justified yourself. You have not made yourself just. It is Yahweh that has justified Israel. Hallelujah. You didn't elect nothing. Because those that you would elect, you will never choose Israel. Hallelujah. Yah has chosen Israel. And he's going to save Israel. So those that are faint of love, when you find someone that is faint, it's because they have no trust in Yah. Therefore, you will not have a shelter. There will be no place of comfort and security for you. Even your own weak heart will not give you security. Not one bit at all. Hallelujah. He says, woe to you that have lost your endurance, your ability to persevere, to endure the trials of affliction without murmuring or complaining. Woe unto you. What will you do when Yahweh punish you? He gives Israel a great comfort. He says this, Shirach 2:15. Those who yare that fear Yah will not disobey his word. Now that's what it says there. It says that in Shirach 2:15. That is the truth. Those that yare, that fear, tremble at Yah's presence, they will not disobey his word. Those that do not fear him, they will despise his words. And those who are Havaya, love him, will keep his derech, his ways. Those that fear Yah will obey his truth. They will obey Yahshua. We will obey everything that Yahshua commands us to do. Those that Yare, those that tremble, those that truly love Yah. And those that are Havaya, those that have a great inspiration of Yah, that love him, they will walk in his ways. And he says something here even more profound, even though all of this is profound. He says, those who fear Yahweh will seek his approval. They will seek the approval of Yahweh. See, this wicked world, these Oye of Yah, they don't seek his approval. And those that Ahava love him will be filled with the Torah. That's from Shirach. But that is as profound as Obadiah, Nehum, any Nobi could ever speak. For it is the reality of Israel. The faints, the fainted of heart, the Rafat, those that are faint of heart, is because they don't trust Yahweh. And when they come before the adversary, their strength failed. They can't talk, they can't speak the word of Yah, because they do not have the Torah in them. They have lies and folly and foolishness in them. So they talk about foolish mess. They talk about silly things. They don't talk about Torah at all. You know, it's amazing because that cousin, natural cousin of mine, the man that came, I've known him all my life. And we were in the office. And I began, of course, you know how I am. I will not say anything unless I have the sense that Yah is directing me to say it. We began to talk. And the most amazing thing, he was not resistant against the truth. So I said, what is the Creator's name? So I showed him in the book. He says, it's there. That is the truth. You see, our conversation was me talking, because I don't give a damn about what the wicked are doing. I don't give a damn about their actions, their deeds. You didn't come here to tell me nothing. If anything, you're to be quiet and listen to me until you get weary and say you're ready to go. And I was glad of that too. Hallelujah. A man's gift will make room for itself. And that's what Yah does. You understand, I am not ashamed of this message of Yahshua. I am not. And I will not cast this pure meat before the swines and the dogs either. But when Yah opens my mouth to speak, it will drive the enemy away. You understand? It will bring a great divide and a separation. So those that truly are Hava, those that fear Yah will seek his approval. And those that are Hava him will be filled with his Torah. They will be filled with the Torah. They will delight in the Torah of Yah. That's why Shaul says, I delight in the Torah of Yah in the inward parts. Jirat profoundly gives us understanding of that. Jirat profoundly gives us revelation as to why we are fainting. Because we don't trust Yah. Those that are faint of levium of heart, for it has no trust in Yah. So that's why man can be weak and he faint before the wicked. Shalaman, if you faint in the days of adversity, when you're in a strait, when you're in a position of opposition, he says, little, small is your strength. You don't trust Yah. When a man trusts Yah, he is stronger. He will be bold. He's a bold man. He's a powerful man. He rises up against the enemy. He goes out for battle. Just like Uriah. With David, he went out. He had a great love for the king. He had a great sensation for Israel. That he was willing to die for Israel. We are not willing to destroy this damnable flesh for Israel. That's all right. Yah is going to bring it down though. Hallelujah. And so we can see where we find many that are fainting and doing things that will purposely transgress the Torah of Yah. What fellowship has light with darkness? What friendship has Yah with Belial, the powers of hell? What? Well, Pastor Roberts, I have no fellowship with the wicked. I don't want no fellowship with the Rasha. Even men that are supposed to be Yisrael when they're Rasha, I don't want their fellowship. Period. There was an elderly mother that wrote me the other day, and she was surprised. I had Sister Roberts to call her. She's 69. Her husband is 72. She's very beautiful. The letter is very beautiful. The mother's letter, really, it really is. It's a testimony to me. But she says this to me, Pastor Roberts, I was a Catholic all my life. I came out of that, Yah delivered me. And through all of that, I've been in assemblies. I have not learned nothing at all. You see, I know that witness is true. Do you know I know, sister? I was sitting the other day and the sister called me from Texas. She just called me. Well, I didn't have time. We talked about 20 minutes. That's more than enough. And she says to me, Pastor Roberts, I've been in the Pentecostal whole house all my life. And yet I have gone to what we call Yehudaism or the Jewish faith. They have no faith. None whatsoever. They have ritualism, Torah, my brother. It is imat. They have rituals. The practitioners, they have no emunah of Yah. She said, I went to an assembly. I asked them to baptize me. How do you baptize? They said, you tell me how you want to be baptized. She said, you can't tell me how you're going to baptize me? Then why would I let you baptize me? But she said this. She said, Pastor Roberts, I'm not complaining. I say, have you listened to some of my messages? She said, yes. I say, well, then you tell the congregation about me. She says, they will not receive you. Well, I knew what she was saying. I knew she was telling the truth. She had gone to three. Associated have been in fellowship. How she said it. I don't recollect it quite as she said it. I said, well, you tell them about me. She said, they're not going to receive you. Well, I knew what I was hitting on. I knew they were not. She told me their website. I went there. She said this. This is how filthy we are as well. She said, Pastor Robert, one of the most disgusting things on the Shabbats. She says, I was telling Sister Roberts. She said that the woman in front of me, she dropped something on the floor. And I'm standing behind her. She bent down to pick up what she had dropped. She said, and I could see every extremity of her body. What did she have on, a napkin? That's why I tell you, sisters, the dress, the accordingly.
You're going to do it here.
She said, I could literally see all of her natural. She said, I was so embarrassed. I said, tell them about me. She says, they are not going. She was emphatic about that. Receive you because they will not accept what you say. I said, how do you know? She says, because I've listened to your messages. And this is not coming out of that place like what you are saying. So they're not going to receive it. Now, I'm saying that to let us know. If we do not receive what Yah says in this book, we are as filthy, vile, and wicked as the world. We're much more wicked than the world. Then we are the Rasha. We are the criminals. We know what the Torah says and we defy it. We have no regard for the Torah of Yah. You know what He instructs us to do? We defy that. There's something twisted in your mind. You faint. You have no strength at all. That's why I say to us, you may not understand. But if you began to shemach, learn and obey what the word says, I despise men that are effeminate. And men that have no strength, they do not have the posture and the strength of Yahshua. There's a weakness there. You can learn how to do things properly. Hallelujah. You go to jobs, they teach you how to do the job. They teach you what time to get up. Yeah. They teach you what time to get to work. They teach you all of that. Yeah. Sure they do. So there's a weakness there when a man is effeminate. When he has no strength of the Torah of Yah. When it doesn't dwell with him. And he responds and he acts according to the Torah of Yah. Not by emotions. Not by feelings. But must be done this way. So those that are Havayah. Those that love Yah. There will be fear. There will be an overflowing of the Torah of Yah that flows from him. And when that living power of Torah begins to flow from us, it causes no one can keep the rejoicing from flowing from one's lips and from one's loins. Because his loin is girded about, is covered with imat, the Torah of Yah. And nothing he delights, and a delight, there is a robust action of expression that comes. Do you understand that? Sure it is. You never gotten happy of anything? Yeah. See, that's what the Torah does to us. We stay in this perpetual mode of happiness. And we express that. The Esha, and that is full of the blessing of His wisdom and His knowledge. And it causes us just to rejoice continuously. Something is wrong. If there is no brilliancy of expression, that you don't rise up against the flesh and rise up above, and there's no expression. Something is twisted in your damned mind. That thing is damned under the bondages and the chains of hell. For the carnal mind is enmity. There's a hatred against the Torah of Yah for that natural mind. So we're fainting because we don't trust Yah. We believe we trust Him, but we really don't trust Him the way we think we trust Him. And so even Yeshaya, Isaiah speaks of this, of us, when we do not trust in the word of Yah and obey it. He gives Israel a profound instruction in Yeshaya, Isaiah 40, verse 27. I want to begin reading here quickly. Yeshaya 40, 27. He says, what do you say, O Yaakov, and speak, O Israel? You say, my way is hidden from Yahweh, and my mishpat, my judgment, is not issued from my above. Now that's what we think. These things that are happening to us, they're not sent by Yah. My affliction, my son, my daughters, my children, my kinsmen have turned against me, gone this way. We say, this judgment is not from Yah. This is not of Yahweh. You see, he says in Sharaka, what shall you say when I punish you? When I bring punishment to correct you. Verse 28, have you not, Yada, known? Have you not heard that the everlasting Abba, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not He does not become weary and fatigued. We become weary, don't we? We become weary in hearing the word of Yah, operating in the Ruach of Yah. See, Yah never faints. I am so glad of that. He never gets weary. That's what we count the long suffering of Yah as salvation. Do you not know that Yah never faints? He does not become fatigued. He does not grow weary. Neither is he weary. Neither is he exhausted. Where he's willing to throw up his hands. He knows what we are. We need to trust him. He doesn't faint. And he doesn't get weary. We get weary, don't we? We get weary with each other, with a brother, a sister, because we have no strength. We don't trust one another. We trust the world now. We trust the world with everything. We trust them with the little monies we got. Put a little money in the bank. You trust the world now. But we don't trust Yah. We don't trust Yah. He says, and he does not get weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now look what he does. He gives koach. He gives strength and power to the weary, to the faint. Those that are faint, he gives strength. And to them that have no might, he in strength, he increases their strength. He gives them power. He strengthens their mind, understanding. But you must trust him. But they, see, this is what we don't do. But they that wait, those that kavah, those that endure, those that wait upon Yah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. He set the Hoshea, set the shofar to the mouth. The enemy shall come up as an eagle. He says, Israel shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run, and they shall not be weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. He's talking about Israel, those that trust Yahweh. He gives strength to the faint of heart. Come on, we trust Yah. That's what he says. He says to us, he says, the affliction shall come because I'm going to save you. I am going to save you, Israel. So he gives strength to the faint. Why? Because the faint, they will trust him. If you trust Yah, even when there's a faintness there, you trust him. Don't get weary. You don't turn around and look for some other alternative. You allow the word of Yah to be applied to correct you, to purge you. To cleanse you. To set your mind in order. To set the order of Yah in you. That's what you do. You allow the Torah, the power of the Torah, the light of the Torah to shine from the inward part. And you delight in this instruction that comes from the Most High. He says this to us. We don't wait. But those that wait. Those that kavah. We must wait. And that waiting is one that endures without muttering. Complaining without resisting. Those that wait. See, when you wait, you know you trust him. The heart may be faint, but you wait. You cannot see the way out, but you wait. You kavah. You endure it. You stand still. You wait. You see the hand of Yah. But those that wait, you see, that's the emphasis. You must wait on Yahweh. You must wait on him. He shall renew our strength, Israel. When you wait on him, you trust him. It's like a woman that waits for the man of her dream, or the man that has gone off to battle, and yet she have heard reports he was killed in battle, but she still waits. Her heart is expressed the same joyfulness and delight as it though, even though she haven't seen him in 1, 2, 5, 10 years, she still waits. And it is the waiting, that gives us endurance and causes us strength to arise and causes her delight to be fulfilled in our life daily. We don't wait on Yah. We're too impatient. We get weary fast. We that are faint, you must wait. You must wait on Yahweh. He begins with waiting. They that wait on Yah, he said, you that wait, Yah shall renew their Koach. He shall renew your strength. Yah shall. He is the one that's going to save us, Israel. It is Yah that's going to save us. He shall renew your strength. He shall give you strength that you will not be weary. And you can walk in the way of the light of the truth. And you will not faint at all. You will not have a distrust for Yah. You will not question what He does. He does everything right every time and all the time. You see, it's the power of this light of Yahshua that renews us daily. That's why you must consider Him. We don't do that. That's why we are not renewed. That's why we cannot wait. Shaul gives us a profound instruction here in 2 Corinthians. Look at this. In chapter 4. Hallelujah. He says here in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 4, verse 13. He said, we all have the same ruach of imunah, the faith, as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that He, Yahweh, who raised up Master Yahshua, shall raise up us also by Yahshua, and shall present us with you for all things, for your sake, that the abundant, free, unmerited ahava and favor might through the Torah of many overflow to the kabod, the ara, and the excellence of Yahweh. Because we know this. Because we have Torah and thanksgiving. Because it is an overflowing of honor to Yah. Listen to me. We don't have that overflow. It ought to be an honor there. A Torah. Some of y'all sit here like deadheads. It's abominable. No expression. He said, because we do this for this cause, we faint not. We do not faint. Because of the abundance of the excellence of Yahshua granted unto me, I will not faint. He said, for this cause I faint not. But though the outward man perish, I may look weak, and I may look as though I have no strength, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. That's why everything we must give Torah unto Yah. That's why you must learn to Torah. A great abundance of Torah and thanksgivings unto Yah, that you may be renewed daily. It may look as though that I have no strength, but inwardly I am renewed. Why? For the light affliction, which is just for a moment, works for us a far more exceedingly and limitless or eternal weight to the kabod and honor and splendor of Yah. While we look not at the things which are seen. I don't look at that. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. I'm not going to get weary and faint. That's why I told him, Abba, give him the greatest of reverence and kabod, honor unto Yah through Yahshua. We must be renewed. That's why Yeshaya says, they that wait on Yah shall renew. Shaul says we're renewed in the inward part daily. Why? Because we wait although we don't see. And we see the enemy rising up in their chariots. But we'll look into the eternal things that are not seen and visible with the natural eye. We look to the rock, we look to the eyes of Yahshua HaMashiach, for there's a greater majesty, a greater splendor that is to come unto Israel. And those that wait on Yah, get up in the morning, you wait, He renews you. He renews us in the inward part daily. Hallelujah. Shaul said, I wait. All the scripture, the word of Yah ties in. Every book ties in with every book, and every word ties in with every word. That's why the Kohen, he stood up and he spoke unto Israel. We got to hear what Yah says. When you hear what Yah says, you obey it. I was talking to Brother Pat the other day. I say, son, we can hear many things. And we can do things that are excellent. The perception of the eye looks wonderful. But it means nothing if there's not an obedience, a loyalty. That's where the strength lies. For sack for obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice. Look at what the sacrifice is. We are people must be renewed. We must be renewed. And our renewing come by our waiting. Well, yeah, I'm waiting. No, you just wait. What do you stand and wait? You don't murmur. You don't complain. You give Torah. It should be a resounding Torah that abounds from us, brothers and sisters. Because we don't do that, we're not renewed. We faint. We get weary. And we don't trust Yah. We can't walk and we cannot run. We must run. We must run this battle of faith, this walk of faith. We must run. Hallelujah. We got to run this battle this way. Not jog, run. You shall renew Israel. Because the things that we delight in are the eternal things. And that renews us daily. Why? Because we wait for that. And the promises of the eternal things. It comes by the witness of Yahshua that shall come to pass for Israel. We wait on that, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Torah of Yah gives us a great... and great reciprocity if we just obey what the Torah says. And Shaul speaking unto the gathering there, Galatia, chapter 6, verse 8. He said, for if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Ruach Kodesh, of the Ruach, we shall reap Ruach or the Spirit and life everlasting. And he tells us this in verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, listen, you shall reap, you shall be rewarded if you faint not. We're not doing well because we're not doing what is right. And that's why we get weary. The scripture tells you we have opportunities as much as we have to do tough unto all men, but especially the brothers and sisters. We get weary with one another. There's no patience. There's no endurance. Hallelujah. And so we're not reaping the rewards of Almighty Yahweh. We're not being strengthened because we are transgressing the Torah of Yah. There's a great reciprocity in the Torah. When we hear what Yah says and obey, there's a great reward unto Israel. We reap the abundance. We will not be weary. If we do well, we will not be weary. Be not weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. You don't get weary when you're doing well. The wicked get weary. You don't get weary. You don't get exhausted. You get tired of doing right by the brother. Being honorable by the man of Yah. Being honorable by your sister. Honoring the man. You don't get weary in doing that. You don't get weary in obeying Yah. It's a delight. Why? Because you rejoice in the Torah of Yah. It produced fruit from the, it would parch that men see the power of the workings of Yah. You don't have to speak of the works of Yah. They will see it. We see what you're made of. Hallelujah. We can see what one another made of. Come on. Sure you can. I can see what a brother is made of. I see what a sister is made of. I was coming home today. I had to run down to the store to pick some pecans up, some bananas. And of course, I'm very observant when I see things. And I look. And so as I was driving, as I came to the store here on 601, I saw this woman. She was pumping gas. And of course, I look at people, and I can discern from the ruach of people. And I looked at the woman, I said, even though I was a good distance, I could see the woman. She had on a skirt. She had on a visor cap. I think she was driving a Toyota van. And so from a distance, I couldn't tell. But I could just sense, I said, you know, that woman, There's something clean about her. There's something pure, genuine. I said she's probably in some apostolic place. But you could sense something genuine there. And of course, when I got closer and got near the store, I realized it was Sister Dot. I say, I said, I got to beat her home. She was pumping gas. But I could sense, I didn't know that was your sister. But I could sense that there, from the distance. I could sense that there was something real there. I could. It made me almost want to stop. I could sense. And when I got up, I said, wow. Maybe she didn't see me. Let me get on home. I beat her home. That is the truth. One has something that is genuine. You can sense it. You can. As Deacon Hall reminded us, we must be genuine, sincere. We must be real. But it's a man that God's mindful of him. He wants him to be a man. Stand in the strength and the might of his head. Yeshua. And that is to endure. Hallelujah. Let me read this quickly. Jonah 2, chapter 2. The prophet Jonah, chapter 2, verse 2. We understand this scenario here as he prayed unto Yah as he was in the belly of the fish. And then those say it was a whale, but scripture says a fish. So I leave it at that. He was in the belly of a fish. Hallelujah. He was in the belly of a fish. They call a whale a mammoth. It must breathe. Fish, it requires its oxygen, as Brother Patrick reminded us, one of the most essentials, two-part hydrogen and oxygen. It is the substance of life. That's why when the breath of life comes into us, it produces life. As he began to pray in the belly of the fish, he says in verse 2, and said, I cry by reason of my sorrow. We cry by the reason of our afflictions, don't we? And that's why he cried. Hallelujah. He said, I cry because of the reason of my sorrow, my affliction. He cried to Yahweh. And he said, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cry. You heard my voice. For you did not cast. Does it say that? He says, for you cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compass me about. All your billows and your waves pass me over. Then I said, I am cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again. He said, look again, Yahweh, toward your Kadosh Beyat. He said, I will look toward the Mikdash, or the great tabernacle. The waters compass me about, even to the nephesh, my soul. And depths close me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. He says, I went down to the bottom of the mountain, the earth, and her bars were about me forever. Yet have you brought up my life from corruption, O Yahweh. See, all this represented the corruption that he knew he was in, because he had defied Yah. But look at this. He says, when my nephesh fainted within me, I remember. That's all right. He said, I remember Yahweh. You all hear that? When my heart had left me in the midst of all of this hell and depth, I knew I had nowhere to turn but to trust Yahweh. When my mind was rushed and bound with the bars and the shackles of bondage, he said, when I could not think right, I remember Isaacah. I remember Yahweh. I remembered him. I knew the works of Yah. His testimonies were great and powerful. He said, I remember. Hallelujah. I remember Yahweh. And my prayer, my tefillah, came into you, into your kadosh, payat, your temple, Almighty Yah. You heard my cries. You received me. Why? When my love wanted to deny me and let me down, I remembered you, Yah. I remember Yah. And I began to cry with prayers of Torah for the great works. How I appreciate you. How I love you, Yahweh. When I think about the tub of Yah and all that He has done for me. You see, He remembered that. Like Hezekiah, when he cried out unto Yah, he remembered what Yah had done. He remembered how Yah had brought Israel out of the bondage of the bars and the shackles of Mizraim, their minds under the bars of corruption, every kind of sin, every kind of vile thing. He said, I remember. We must remember. He said, remember Yah. And I cried out more diligently, and my prayers flowed from the depths of my belly, from the delight of the Torah, from the inner parts. I cried out, and I know my prayers touch you, Yah. I know my words reach the throne room of my Abba, because He brought me up out of the belly of hell. He broke the shackles of the bondage, and He made me free. Come on, Israel. We can remember damn trash 2, 3 years, 6 months ago. Let us remember Yah. Now is your accepted time of salvation. Let us remember Him. I don't care what shackles and bars and bondages come our way. Don't allow your love to fade. Remember Yah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Roberts, that's so relevant for us. Hallelujah. In the time that we're in. Oh, yes, it does, my friend. Hallelujah. Shaul speaks with a great exhortation unto Israel and Ibram. Hebrews 12:1. Ibram. Hebrews 12:1. Hallelujah. He says unto us, wherefore, see that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of Israelite witness. You see, that's what the Yonah was surrounded by, the witness of Yah. That's why he remembered him and cried out. He said, let us lay every weight and every sin which does so easily destroy us or beset us, remove us from the path of Yah. And let us run. Let us run. He said, they shall run and not be weary. Let us run. See, the word of Yah, it is not a duplicity. It's not a mundane word. It is no contradiction. What Yeshua said here, he said, they that run, they shall not be weary. He said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us wait. Let us endure the trials and tribulations without complaining or murmuring. Look up, lift your eyes up, look unto Yeshua, the author and the finisher of our emunah, our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the stake, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yah. For consider him that endured the suffering, such contradiction, those that oppose him, they were sinners against himself. Lest we become weary and we fainted our minds. We don't consider Yahshua, we become weary. We become discouraged. There is no strength in us. We faint in our minds. We must remember the words that were died on that stake. That's where we get weary. Remember the sins from years gone and the infraction of the brother or the sister. Remember Yahshua. Consider Yahshua. Remember the works to retrieve us from the shackles of Yonah, from the bars of sin and the gate of hell. Lest we become weary, we will faint in our mind. We will have no strength at all. We must consider him. We must zakah, we must remember Yeshua. For Yeshua paid the price for Israel. The enemy doesn't want him in your mind. That's why you get weary. Your afflictions cause you to get weary. You began to faint. You began to deny Yah. You don't trust him. There is nothing too hard for Yah. There is no healing that Yah cannot perform. He sets everything in order. He caused the mountains to rise up out of the earth and the rivers to rage at the flow. He created man out of dust and he breathed the power of hope in us. Come on, Israel. Let us remember Yah. The only way you will remember Him, you must consider this living truth. Yeshua is this power. He is the might of Yah. You will never know the power of Yah without Yeshua. He is the living word. He is Yahweh made known unto man in flesh. You will never know it. So consider Yeshua. Unless we get weary, that's why we get so weary. And we faint, brothers and sisters. We don't trust Yah. We wonder what tomorrow is going to be. Yah, He's got everything under control. He's got it all under control. Hallelujah. We get weary, we faint. But the sickness has arisen. That's all right. Hallelujah. He heals Israel. There's no way out of this great bondage that we're in. But He brought Yonah out of it. He said, I remember Yah, and my prayers went up. You know, it's amazing because that sister that wrote, she said, I believe as she was young, she lost her hearing and she was ashamed of it. You know, she kind of grumbled about it. She did not give Torah. She said, you know, Pastor Robert Yah says in all things, give Torah for all things. She said, Pastor Robert, when I began to understand the truth of Yah, I just began to Torah Yah for my hearing, for no hearing. And now He has began to restore my hearing and all that I can hear now. Come on, Israel. There's nothing too hard for Yah. Nothing. Hallelujah. And she said, my husband, I was looking for a hotel in the area that is close that we can come. Someone like that, I said, you come. We will take care of you. Hallelujah. I want to close with this word for Yisrael only. Yeshua says in Lucas, in chapter 18, this is the word of strength as I close for us and for all the Yisraelite gatherings. You that are listening by the live stream, wherever you're listening from, you that may hear this message, whenever, whatever, Yeshua says, as He spoke a parable to this end, men are to always to feel. That's what Yonah did. He prayed, didn't he? And not to faint. We must always pray. And don't get weary in well-doing. We're doing well. It doesn't seem as though in the natural that you're doing well, but we're doing well. If we trust Yah, obey Him, and stay on the path that He has ordained for Israel, we shall run this race with patience to see what the end shall be. May Yah barak you all. May His strength rest upon Israel. May He give you great delight tonight and cause you to be of great strength. Bless you all that are listening. We do appreciate you joining us tonight. Those that join us in the live service and even those that come to the website. May Yah strengthen us all. Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.